Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Dorian, and I want to welcome you to Highway to Scale, a podcast in which we explore the ins and outs of business success, and where we cover topics like validating business ideas, exploring different management styles, building products, launching them on the market, raising capital, and scaling your business. If this is your first time listening to Highway to Scale, here's a big fat welcome to our little community. And while we're getting to know each other, I want to ask you to click on that subscribe button and add us to our podcast playlist so you'll get notified when we publish new interviews. On the other hand, if you've been following us since the previous season, you know that we love and appreciate your support, so it's amazing to have you back with us as we explore new companies and their business strategies. In today's episode, I am once again joined by Liviu, who is the CEO of Druid, a company that brings human conversation to the enterprise world by building next-gen AI for conversational automation. They empower employees, customers, and partners to digitally communicate with businesses and enterprise systems in the most intuitive, efficient, and human-like way. If you listened to our previous podcast with Liviu, you already know why he's a big deal within the Romanian and European IT. But if you haven't, here's a quick rundown. Before launching Druid, Liviu has created two of the most renowned Romanian IT brands, TotalSoft and Charisma. And in addition to that, he is also a founding member and president of the Software and Services Industry Association. In this podcast, Liviu will tell us more about the changes that happened at Druid since our previous podcast, what are conversational business applications, and how to use artificial intelligence to improve customer experience. So let's cut the intro and let's jump right into the episode to see what Liviu can teach us about building a business. Liviu, welcome to Highway to Scale once again. It's so great to have you on the podcast.
Thank you, Dorian, again. I'm happy to meet you again, and I'm happy to share with you my dreams.
Excellent. I really love to hear that. So we've had our first podcast, what was that, September of 2021. And one of my last questions was, what were some of your big plans with Druid? Can you tell us a little bit more about some of the biggest milestones that you're most proud of with the with Druid?
First of all, we are on an inflation point now. That's we decided last year in the second quarter to create a new category in our business. We call it conversational business application, which means to build application, which in general there are, but in a different way, using conversational AI. And that was a fantastic milestone, because from that point, even analysts like Gartner or Everest or Forrester have appreciated a lot this decision. Because this means to use not only for different questions or different data to, but also to build application based on conversational. That means that I just make different comments and I discuss and I build application. I run application. And this is a different way. And that was, of course, changed a lot our company and our journey in a way. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, it was very important that we close the financial round in April. March-April, which was very successful because it was an oversubscription, very impressive. Up to the end, the company was evaluated at close to $60 million and $15 million investment, which
amazing.
We create a potential to invest in the product and also to promote our product all over the world. Now we are trying to, we have an office in US, we have an office in UK. Of course, we have an office now close in Dubai for Middle East and Singapore for Asia. So
amazing.
Want to cover the entire world based on our product. And now it's a fantastic challenge for me because hiring more than 40 people through not only references or people I know, just through agency and different other, let's say, which is a different way. Mm-hmm. So I have a fantastic challenge. But I'm very confident that with the new people, we'll reach the target which we have for this year. And that means that we'll try to get another financial round at the beginning of next year.
Amazing. This sounds really great. Can you tell me a little bit more about the people that you are going to hire in this next period? What kind of specialists?
In general, for technical and development, we'll hire from Romania. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, the people, technical people are all in all the countries are similar, and it's easier to work with Romanians than, for example, with other people.
We
outsource a big part of our product in Poland to a Polish company, which we are very happy. And in general, we invest, the technical people will be hired from Romania, but the sales people, customer success, other managerial position will hire from everywhere, from UK, from France, from US, from Dubai, from Singapore. So we are very open to hire the best people.
Great.
It's a real challenge. We are working with around 3-4 agencies. And of mm-hmm. course, we are working also with people we already hired, came from major companies as top performance, which will help us in the recruitment process.
Great, great. So when we talk about your new offices, how many people do you have there at the time?
At that time, I have around 75, and maybe we'll reach around 120 in the next 2-3 months.
Oh, amazing, amazing. That's an incredible increase, yeah.
Yes, it's an incredible, not only because just to hire 30-40 people, but up to now, Dorian, all the people came from my previous company, or many references came from mm-hmm. them or from me. And so the people, in a way, were very well recommended, came in Druid. And the density of Intelligentsium is very high because everybody knows. But now we have to be so open to hire people which we don't know so much about them, and it's a real challenge. But I'm very confident that they will try, that majority of them will be the right people.
Yeah, yeah. That's why you hired, you know, those agencies to help you out with the entire process to speed up things.
Yeah.
You mentioned building a new category. As you said, conversational business applications. What does that process look like? What does it take to build a new category of service?
So always, you know, we are living in a market very fragmented and very crowded. So it's not so difficult to build a chatbot to have some communication with an external user or even internal users. It's not so complicated. That's good because it's not so complicated. There are so many companies.
Mm-hmm.
But the magic part is not only to communicate or to extract some data, but to build application. And I give you an example to be very concrete. For example, onboarding process. You know, everybody talks about onboarding process.
Yeah,
if it's
yeah.
To get a credit or to sign a contract with a services company, with telecom or with healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same process in a way, onboarding. And how can we do this process in a much simpler way and more efficient? For example, based on our platform, we identify the client, so that means that we give the ID or selfiness to understand exactly who is the client. And then we ask to submit different documents, like balance sheet, for example, or different other documents necessary for onboarding process.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And these documents are OCR, are based on document management, which we have in the system, which means that we understand the document, and instead to have a loan origination program, a system to integrate with the information system of the client, we are using RPA robots, mm-hmm. for example, from UiPath. And that means that it's so easy just to configure some robot to integrate all these data in the information system, and then we issue a contract, and it's electronically assigned. So you can understand that instead to use so many APIs, to use so many applications which integrate all this data with the information system of the client, we are using this platform who is connected to the RPA robots or to the Salesforce or CRM in a very easy way. So we can implement such a project in 2-3 weeks. And this is a complete different, it's a revolution in the digitalization process. That is so important to build application. And as you know, as I told you, at this moment, we have more clients that the users are external users in the financial project, in healthcare or in services. But my focus is for internal users, is that each employee in the world to have a virtual system robot, which is eventually to be Druid. Because everybody needs a virtual assistant to work, to understand, to run tasks, to get information, and also to send information. And this is, in my opinion, is a horizontal market. So all the company have similar needs. And we would like to focus on internal users based on our integration with SAP, Salesforce, or RPA robots.
So some of your clients or partners have already started using that new technology. Can you tell me a little bit more about their experiences? What do they think about it? What are their, you know, insights that you gained from their usage?
Yes, of course, that user case is the most important part of our business because we do not have a standard application. Mm-hmm. It's not an application which is we deliver. We deliver just a platform and just only small functionalities. And then the chatbot became smarter and smarter. Mm-hmm. And so that means that it's an evolution permanently. It's not just an application with some features. Permanently is an evolution. And because it's an evolution, the client should understand that he can give a lot of creativity from their side to create different other functions and so on. And the most important part, which I train my people, is if a client refuses a chatbot from like Druid, accepting if it's a competition, is a fail of our sales process. Is it possible not to convince a client by regarding the benefits of such a platform? Because the appetence of the clients, the appetence of the internal users, of employees, they would love to have a virtual assistant. Everybody prefer to ask them to navigate in different sites. Take a, just only to tell you, at that moment, due to the digitalization process, there are a lot of applications in a company, like ERP, like CRM, like HR, like RPA robots, and many others. Mm-hmm. And each application has a site. And you have to navigate in around 4, 5, 6 sites just to run some tasks. And Come is our platform, which integrate all these application, and you just communicate and you just conversate with the application. And this is a fantastic benefit for the company.
Yeah, it makes everything extremely efficient because, as you just said, you don't need to use multiple platforms, multiple programs, multiple applications. You can do it all in one place and you get all of the benefits of all those platforms that you used to use. That's an extremely, extremely big benefit. And also, it's extremely scalable because you have a, let's say, a personalized one-on-one virtual assistant. You don't need to hire new people who will be doing, let's say, the same things. You can have that one program, one application that covers all of those aspects.
Bravo. Because this is a way which I design my vision. It's not necessary to hire so many people. It's necessary to provide to the client a platform to understand what can do with that platform, and the client will improve the platform, will develop their different other features. It will not be my responsibility. And Dorian, I will give you an example. At that moment, we have around 150 clients. Mm-hmm. You know how many people are in charge with implementation, consulting, and post-production? Eight people. This is because We give the platform. The client understand what can do with the platform, and then they evaluate the platform with different features. This is a way to be a scalable product. Otherwise, this is what I understood from my previous company. If you need man hours, if you need more people, you hit the end of the road very, very soon.
True. So you mentioned AI as the backbone of the platform. Can you tell me a little bit more about it? How does it work? How does its training work?
Of course, when we say artificial intelligence, AI, is a semantic in a way. You know, what means behind, to be honest, even I have some doubts what means this. What I know that means is the concept of the self-service. Mm-hmm. Everything, it's conducted in our lives that our need, our genetic need for self-service, not necessary to help from to have a let's say somebody to support you. It's not necessary to do everything it's by yourself. And this self-service, it's the absolutely the magic part of the artificial intelligence. We want not to go to the bank. We don't want to pay to go to the administration. We want to do ourselves best. We want to use Google. We want to use internet. Not necessary to live in a group. And who is more literate or who is more smarter to ask them. Now, to manage ourselves, this is a major part of artificial intelligence. To be the self-service, this is a major part. And this self-service push the entire world at that moment. For repetitive tasks will be eliminated. For different other, let's say, boring tasks will be eliminated due to the artificial intelligence. And more, not only artificial intelligence, but also this is cover also the mobility needs as well. Because before we stay in a group somewhere in the different buildings, and being together, we help each other. Now we have to manage ourselves. And this is a complete different paradigm.
So what do you see as some of the next steps of your platform? What do you see as an improvement that you can still make and that you are going to be making, let's say, in the next year or so? What are some of the, let's say, major upgrades that you wish to implement into your product?
My magic dream is that Druid is in the cloud, and every employee in the world who wants to get a virtual assistant to apply the Druid and then to automatically to connect to his application and to start to work. And this will happen. If it will happen with Druid or with another application, I do not know. I will fight to be Druid. But this is a future for every employee or, let's say, person in the world to have a virtual assistant. A virtual assistant to give you data, a virtual assistant to manage your life, to give you the virtual assistant to run tasks and to fix all your issues. And this is the future in the world. That's for sure. There is no doubt here. This is a position of Gartner. This is a position of many other analysts in the world. Because this is, for example, the reason that in 3 years, according to the Gartner or Everest, the market of the chatbot platform will increase 10 times compared with part of the, for example, RPA will increase 3 times. So 10 times is a huge, and this is because of internal users. This is because of virtual assistants required by people.
Yeah. I completely agree. Because as our jobs get more difficult, we need some sort of assistance. We need something to, as you said, to be a one hub for everything so that we don't need to spend so much time going over different applications, going over different programs, trying to find that little document that we need. We can just type it all in a, let's say, you know, in a small field. I need this. Here you
exactly.
go. This
Everybody is what you... doesn't want to navigate, doesn't want to read, doesn't want to learn. They want to ask. Everybody wants to ask something and to get an answer. Now, If I would try to say when was living Napoleon, nobody wants to get a book to find out. They want to ask in Google or somebody. Mm-hmm. To ask is a part of our native and genetic part at that moment. And that means that we, instead to navigate, this site, all these sites are an intermediary period to the chatbot platform.
Yeah, and you basically provide all of the answers all in one place.
Exactly.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So you mentioned your latest round of financing. That was your Series A. I want to focus a little bit more on that. Can you tell me what are some of the differences between this last round and some of the previous rounds that you went through?
Of course, the difference is about the amounts. The previous evaluation was around 15, 16 million euro. Now the evaluation was 60 million. So it's a big difference. The investment is accordingly, of course, different, except 2-3 million. Now there are almost 15 million.
Mm-hmm.
I think the most important is the potential part of Druid. Mm-hmm. If somebody invests in Druid, it's important to invest in what up to now we create, but also the potential growth of Druid.
Mm-hmm.
What is so important in Druid is a potential growth. We do not have a limit. There are companies which are very close to a limit, and then it's very difficult to be invested. But Druid is in a stage that has a fantastical potential growth. And of course, when there is a potential growth, the venture capital, they want to invest. It was an oversubscription now, which mm-hmm. means that accepting that 15 million, there were a need around 25 million, even more in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it was a fantastic need. And but of course, we have to reach the numbers as I have promised now.
Yeah.
I'm confident, but this is a must.
As you said, there is basically no limits to how far you can grow with your company. Because if I'm understanding all of this correctly, your target market is basically any company in the world. Because all of those companies have internal needs of their employees that they need satisfied. They all want their employees to be more efficient, more effective, and to do the things faster. And your platform can help them with that.
This is the reason that I like you. You understand very fast. Exactly this is what I said. I'm running on a horizontal market because employees are everywhere. And independently of the company, the HR needs, the financial needs, procurement are very similar. So I can provide to everyone. If I should go just only for my financial, there is a fantastic fight and very crowded there. But for internal, fortunately for us, for internal require from a provider of platform to understand all the application like business, SAP, Salesforce, RPA, and not so many platforms they can do this. And that's the reason that I focused on internal users in order to cover exactly these capabilities which we have.
So I'm going to give you a hypothetical. Let's say that we at Bornfight, we want to implement your platform into, let's say, our system. What would we need to do? Is everything covered by you? What are your services and what would we need to do from our side?
From your side, I have to understand your need. What would like, for example, different potential your clients, what they would like to ask and to find out from you. And you have mm-hmm. to just to tell me exactly what they would like, what kind of data you would like to provide to your potential client. Just only this. Mm-hmm. And then based on this, we design some flows for conversational. And if mm-hmm. it would be necessary, we integrate. We have a connector to connect with some data which you have in order to get some information.
Mm-hmm.
And this is everything. We can do for you, for example, in 1 week, a chatbot, and then the chatbot maybe will not be very smart from the beginning, will answer mm-hmm. just to 3-4 questions, and in time he auto-learned. And this is so important. And then because he auto-learned, he start as a not very educated chatbot, but in 3 weeks, in 4 weeks, in 1 month, he became wise. And this is the magic part of the chatbot, to evolve in time. And this is what the clients appreciate. So if they observe that today they ask and the chatbot doesn't understand, but if they ask tomorrow and he understands, this is fine. So to answer to your question, in 1 week, in 10 days, we can implement in your companies such as chatbot.
Yeah, that's amazing because, as you said, in a week and 1 month, you have a fully operational chatbot.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm very sorry, I'm not at the age to be like a salesperson. I'm very I hope to be credible in front of you and to other people who are listening.
Of course. Yeah, I completely understand. Now, one other thing that I wanted to ask you is, what kind of benefits do you see for people who are using chatbots and AI as a sort of a virtual assistant? What do you see as, you know, those top of mind first things that they can help themselves with by just implementing virtual assistants into their businesses?
Yes, of course, that they can save a lot of money because mm-hmm. the resources who are in charge with different repetitive and boring tasks. For example, to a customer support where there are 20 people or 10 people answering to different questions like claim management, like different questions, which in general 80% are very simple questions, are very similar and are very boring for these agents. This is a reduce of the cost. The second part is you make your clients, external clients, more happy. Because I'll give you an example, because examples are so important. For example, in healthcare, if you want to make a booking to a medic, to a doctor, cardiology, you say, I want to make a cardiology, and they ask me my name, something, and say, okay, tomorrow at 5 o'clock. But based on the chatbot, I said, who you are? You are Smith? And then they say, where do you want? To cardiology. Mm-hmm. And he understands that in cardiology, you were before to Dr. John, and say, do you want to go as well to Dr. John? And this gives to the client a confidence that this this clinic understands you. And then, because he knows this, and he understands exactly if you have a subscription, if you how much should cost and everything. And it provides all this information. It's much easier. And this is a way that accepting not only the benefits of reducing the cost, is you make your clients more happy and more confident. More than this, why it's happened this? Due to that, so many questions which different clients are asking the robots are saved in a conversation history, which are sorted by meaning. And you understand mm-hmm. exactly what the clients would like. And this is a fantastic advantage. So you get the perception from the people, from the clients, you reduce the cost, and you give a confidence to the clients that you improve the digitalization process.
Yeah, and all of that data makes the AI, the entire platform, even smarter and smarter.
Exactly. And for internal users, employees, for example, they say, if I want to take 2 days off or 1 day off, I have to call my boss to ask that I have an issue and so on. So it's not so pleasant. But so I just ask that I wanted 1 day off. My boss get an alert, and then he say yes or not, which is much easier. Yeah, it's more abstract. And this way, it's in the benefit of the employees. And the employees could ask different other questions, which create a happiness from their side.
Yeah, that's amazing. Because a lot of times in communication between employees and bosses usually don't have time because they are in meetings or they have some other things they need to do. They can't be available at all times. With this, they practically can, because they get all of the notifications, all of the information.
When somebody calls you, I'm telling you, because I was boss many times in my life. When somebody calls me just to tell that he cannot come tomorrow, okay, I can accept. I say, yes, take care. But in fact, I'm not so happy getting such a questions, if I agree. So if I receive all these alerts in a way, and in the evening going home, I'm trying to accept all of this, it's much easier. It makes more sense.
Okay, Liu. Let's talk a bit more about different industries that you're covering. I mean, we said that your target is basically every single business that has some employed people and that has internal, let's say, processes. But you must be focused on some industries more
external
than others.
External as well, of course. Our use cases for external users are in financial sector, because in general, financial banks and these are very open for digitalization process. Also for healthcare, where I think it's very, very helpful, because the patients are more educated and it's easier to adopt this. Also in retail for internal users in general, for claim management and for the customer support, we have many clients like Metro, Carrefour, Auchan, very big Profi. And in the financial sector are almost all financial institutions, big one, including U.S. Parker Financial or Middle East like Muscat Bank. And also what is interesting, services, which is Orange Telecom, which are also very open for the digitalization process. So in general, for this company, we cover also external users and internal users. For financial institution, we are doing onboarding process, as I told you. That means you can take the credit immediately.
Yep,
or
yep.
For healthcare, we are doing booking for different questions, which are very important. Services, even, for example, the largest energy providing company I own, we are doing an entire onboarding, signing the contract. And as I said, for retail, this is our vertical up to now.
So can you tell me a little bit more about some of the differences of implementing your platform to each of these industries? Are there some major differences in doing so?
Differences are regarding the use case. For example, if it's onboarding, the onboarding is similar in financial or healthcare, to be honest. We are using the same, almost the same users. But of course, onboarding is completely different with claim management. Claim management is different with customer support, who the people would like to find out. So customers for recruiting process, which are in retail in general, onboarding process or different other, for example, my account in financial sector and different other features, take a credit, take a car, and all these are in general use cases, which are not so different from a bank to another one. So the most important is to define the use cases, and then these use cases to adapt to a business to another one.
I completely understand. So what do you see as the next step in your progression? When it comes to, let's say, your business expansion, what are some of your major plans for Druid?
My major plan now, and it's very challenging, it's to expand and to promote Druid in U.S. and Europe, a strategic market. So in U.S., we would like to have office on the East Coast, on the West Coast, and in the Middle and Houston, where we have already. And for this, we would like to hire for this year around 8 people. For Europe, we have an office now in UK, but we open in Amsterdam, in Paris and Munich. And the central part of Europe will be covered from Bucharest. As I said, in the Middle East, in Dubai, and in Asia, in Singapore, to cover Asia and Japan. So fortunately, we hire people, they have worked in big companies similar with Druid, which they have experience regarding digitalization, they have experience in the connecting with RPA robots and what they are doing. Mm-hmm. And this gives me a real confidence that we can succeed, in order that in the end of this year, the growth of the company to be like 3 times higher than last year.
Amazing. That sounds amazing. Now that you mentioned expanding to US and opening all of those offices, can you tell me a little bit more about the process that you took to expand from Europe to the US? What was it like? Because a lot of my guests who are on the show were like, yeah, we want to expand to US, but that's extremely difficult.
The advantage which we have is that we have already around 15 partners in US, and these partners are very keen to work with us and to sell our product. And our target is, instead of 15, up to the end of the year, to have around 30 partners. And this is a way that I think we can do the business there. If we should start now without any partner, should have been very difficult. But we have already 15 partners, and they already sold around 20 platform in US. So I think we are on the right path, theoretically, of course.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. That's the way forward. You don't just jump into a new market. You
yes,
first
we
establish
have to
some
start
partnerships.
Doing the partners. Yes, we had the chance that UiPath, because they promote us and they have promoting us, mm-hmm. We had the chance to have this number of partners.
Amazing. I'm really looking forward, you know, to seeing your company grow as you've grown so far. It's been an amazing ride. I mean, we had the last podcast 9 months ago. You were already an established company. You were doing great. But now it's on a completely
level. I'm in a better mood. Yeah.
Amazing. That's great. Leave you. We're all done with our time. I once again want to thank you for joining me on the podcast.
Thank you
for sharing
much,
all of these great stories.
It was a pleasure to meet you again. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
And we are done. But before you sign off, don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done that already, so you'll get notified when we publish new episodes. And leave us a review if you enjoyed this podcast and you learned something new. It'll be highly appreciated. And that's it. I'm Dorian. You've been listening to Highway to Scale, and I'll see you all in the next episode.